Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, what's this?
Nigga, niggas start to come back,
man. Stop playing, son. It's over, son. Not that nigga, son. That nigga's too much. J Love, son. Gangstab, DJ ass nigga, son. You know that nigga, son. Man. In that jacuzzi, flashing like a Uzi blasting. Much love for thugs, God bless B.I. Ashes. What up with Core Mega? Live niggas keep acting. The exhibition flexing. Throw my extra clip in. Chrome Bugatti BBS is checking. Niggas talking about how real they kept it on record. Screaming out QBC, but don't rep it. And my brothers keep all a faggot in love with Reaper. But Far Rock niggas are love to meet ya. Life's a bit, but shit gets deeper. Fuck gold chains and sneakers. I had that when cocaine was cheaper. Yo, who this fake nigga sounding like me? You wanna be me, but can't see a thousand
this
like me.
J-Lob
I'm
exclusive.
Lounging. You're like rookies on housing. You see my team coming and your heart start pounding. You shook, getting paid off the book. Nigga jealous, my LS is off the hook. You see the legs, you fake ass thug, give me respect. Or be another nigga that my fucking heater wet. My poetry is manifest, the words be correct. My empire rise, now my enemies are vexed. Yo, nigga, you finish, yo, nah, you next. Let my little man, you know what I'm saying, nah, there ain't nothing personal, it's all business, you know what I'm saying?
They love
you,
yeah,
let
nigga.
Let your little faggot ass man come at me. So my man got a few words he wanna say to you. Yo, son, man.
Nature, you fake hat. Try to be down and got your change back.
Ice cream, you burn.
See your little brother take back. Now you a kid, megastar. Puffin' 100 stacks, intellects, LS. Doing on Escobars, but they too sweet. Earn my teeth, burn the one to be.
Only five
songs. QB, the judge of storm. Some more exclusive. Check the new kid on the next hit. From the illest kicks, play the strip. With the whitest bricks. Pumping from night to light. Now push the tightest shit.
J Love with the motherfucking house.
Tight. Roll deep and wear air nights. Some to scare, some to fear tight. But we rock mics and jam. Like Gabby Cox twice. We running with the pretty boy. Bitches say that's not nice. Yelling straight out the bridge. Mike DeLorean, showbiz. If you want to sign me, you can find me with a coke in.
I'm a nightmare, the street dreaming. Till your whole crew is 22. My dude's street sweepers. Prepared, never scared. Want to vote for flex. I'm ill, everything's real. Ain't no special effects. Yeah, bring the drama. I like the fucking trauma.
Hey,
a
gladiator, nope.
Rocker still played it armor. Yeah. Want to step to me, you better bring a referee. My name is Mega, got niggas scared to death for me. Yeah, you mad ass, I'm like a Colombian refugee. Murder any nigga in sight, any day or night. You see me in a jet black Lexus, the coat white, lounging on a hill. A nigga nature thought he ill. I fucked his ass up like I'm Holyfield. For real, the real deal. Montana, drama for short, of course. Yeah, the fucking boss. Yeah, that nigga nature talk about he taking my spot. He took one punch to the face.
Motherfucker J-Love.
Yeah. It's over, lie. I don't even know why you won't even try to come at me. You poor motherfucker. You know my status, you fucking faggot. I'm about to fuck you up. That's why my man took your fucking gold chain. If you're wearing your shit in the project, you're a fucking bitch.
Man, I'm not.
You need to get a fucking fireproof fucking van next time you come to the project. So they gonna burn your shit down. That nigga's an idiot, yo. Talk about love.
Yo, fuck with your boy and be fans of those seven man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. We back in the building with another show for you niggas and shit, man. Shout out to Wing and everybody who fuck with us. Wing will probably be on Monday more than likely and shit. Gonna see what's going on, but here with the co-host. Let's get it popping.
Yo, what's good? Yo, it's Tony Bro. You know what I'm saying, man? What's good, Caps, man? Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody listening.
Nah, shit, chill it. Word, most definitely. I want everybody to get into this shit. We got the first guest in the line from the grip. We got my nigga Gut. I'm about to get him on right now and shit, man. Ready to talk his shit.
Feeling life, nigga.
Yo, yo, Gutter, what's good, baby?
Yo, what it look like? You know what it is?
Yo, chill again, man. Yo. Yeah, we hear you. You on. You live right now, homie.
That's what's up. Let's get into it, man. What's going on? It's been a while since I've been on here, man.
What's going on with you is the question. Where you been? What's up?
Oh, man, you know, like, I've been here and there, you know what I mean? Like, just niggas still got real life shit to do on top of this battle rap shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't went nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, just waiting for the right opportunity to present themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never been one of them battling every 36 minute ass niggas anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't went nowhere. Just been, you know what I'm saying, playing the back, observing.
Okay, so question, how does PG, I mean, I said PG, Born Legacy 3, how did this come about, this battle with Weeb Arel?
Well, it came about, like, you know what I'm saying, it had been a while in the making. Like, a lot of people were under the assumption that me and URL had fell out about, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know, these niggas like to make up shit just because they feel like that's what they want to say happened. But it was never no issue between me and URL or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty cool with everybody over there. You know what I mean? It was just like the situations that were presenting themselves weren't situations that I felt would benefit me, so to speak. So rather than, you know what I mean, like, just jump into some shit for the sake of jumping into some shit just cause, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, well, I'd just rather wait until an opportunity that's going to be beneficial for both me and the URL presented itself. So it had been a while in the making, you know what I mean? Like, this wasn't like the first situation that they had threw at me. It was just the first one that they threw at me that made sense to me.
Okay. That's what's up, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you back on this shit.
Facts.
I know one thing,
man,
I'm gonna be real with you, Gutter, man. You gotta kill this nigga, B. You gotta kill him, Gutter. I'm telling you, I made a blog and it's uploading right now. So I gotta tell you, there's a couple things who I got who have no choice but to win at Born Legacy 3, and I think you one of them. You see how hard it is to get on URL. You see it.
Well,
a nigga from the South.
Speak on that. Let me,
right,
like,
now. You got it, bro.
Let me know, like, where your train of thought is on that. Like, why do you feel like I have to win? Like, I gotta kill this nigga. You know what I mean? Like, not that that's not the objective. Don't get it twisted. But I'm interested in your point of view on that.
The reason why I'm saying that is because he's right down the street from URL. I've been hearing he's a real beastie than you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on with you. So it's just like, I feel like if you don't battle, I feel like I'm not going to see you for another year and a half, unless it's a small league.
Right. Well, see, and that's the thing.
I don't think her.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't think I've really heard from you since Jonah, it feels like. Well, your name was out there. You're used to your name being out there from Texas Battle League and all that, being in the limelight. I was like, you're in the limelight.
Right. Well, see, if you really
that's
look
what I'm coming
and I feel that, you know what I mean? Like, and to a certain degree, you got a point with the fact that, you know what I'm saying, like, niggas is right up the street. So, you know what I mean? Like, they could just walk down to the fucking office or, you know what I'm saying, like, show up to a random event. And it's like I told you before, you know what I'm saying? Like, those of us who are further away, it's more of a it can become an out of sight, out of mind type thing as far as we're booking the matches. But again, like I just said, it wasn't a situation where I could have been battling on URL like this whole time that y'all haven't been seeing me. But again, it's like those situations weren't situations that were gonna benefit me by having those battles on URL. So it's not an issue of whether or not or me needing to kill him before y'all see me again, because I'm part of the URL roster as is. Like, it's not that's never been up for debate. You know what I mean? Like, it was more so me rather than them, because they threw me a couple plates that, you know, I ain't gonna put nobody's name out there because it'll be disrespectful to those dudes, but it wasn't a situation where I was like, all right, like, I'm finna take the time out of my life to put bars together and, you know what I'm saying, plan trips and, you know, like,
Damn.
It didn't seem like something that was gonna be worth my time.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real, so I kinda wanna know who you talking about and shit. Like, word? Like, what kind of name? Like, they was like, straight low.
Nah, man, I'm
or?
Not. It's not, because then if I say their name, then it's going to come across like me shitting on them, and that's not the issue. You know what I mean? It's not to say that those dudes don't deserve whatever looks that they get. It's not to say that those dudes are somehow, like, beneath me or less than me. It just didn't, in my opinion, those weren't battles that y'all were going to see from me and be like, oh, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking forward to Gutter versus whoever. You know what I mean? So it was it's not to shit on those dudes from that perspective. It's just more so about the way the vision that I have for my career, and then knowing how the fans and the bloggers and, you know what I mean, the people who pay attention to this shit, knowing how they view shit. It's like, if you just take whatever is thrown at you, you know what I mean, it could be viewed in a negative light. But if you don't take nothing, that can be viewed in a negative light too. So it's kind of like a catch 22, almost a lose-lose, really. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm man enough to eat that on my end. You know what I mean? Like, I can say, like, all right, nah, I'm gonna pass on that one. You know what I mean? And deal with the repercussions that come with y'all saying, like, oh, that nigga ain't been on URL in this long, and you know what I'm saying? Like, he off the roster, or, you know, he's got to do this, or this is gonna happen. Like, I don't really pay much attention to that shit. Like, I hear it, but it's not like it don't impact me on a personal level. And then career wise, I know what I'm capable of, and so like I just know where I want my shit to go. So like I make the moves that are gonna put me in position to get to that final destination, if you will.
Okay. Tony Bro, how you feel about Tony Bro?
Yo, man, gotta, you know what I'm saying? It's Tony Bro, man. I've been a fan for a minute and shit, man.
Appreciate that.
You know what I mean? I feel like the progression is there. I watched the battle with Gaddafi. I always saw that battle. I think that shit was dope. Of course, the one
right.
with you and Jonai. And I recently seen the one with you and Hemi. Now,
right.
I'm going to
shout out
this.
Hemi.
Are
That's
you,
my villain life, brother.
Word. Shout out to Hemi. Are you changing anything for the big stage? Because I did notice a slight difference in not the content necessarily, but that stage, I feel like, maybe is a little bit different. Did you review that, or are you preparing to change anything for the big stage?
Well, before we get into that, like, what stage do you mean that, like, what did you see different? Like, that's interesting to me. Like, let's touch on that real quick, and then I'll answer your question.
I see, because with you, it's not punchline, you know, 1, 2, 3, punchline. 1, 2, 3, you got setups, you got a lot of shit in there. It's a lot of content in there. I feel like
right.
in a closed space with you and Jonai, you can catch all of that. You know what I mean? You
right.
have a tendency to be a little quick on the delivery. So,
right.
you know what I mean? I don't think it came across as well, even though I think that battle was dope. But I'm just, you know, asking from your point of view, did you notice any difference? And are you looking to maybe change anything because of the stage?
Well, I mean, like, from I grow from one battle to the next. Like, if you really just look at my at the footage that I have out, like, every battle you can see the progression in me learning, like, what needs to be changed up, what needs to be formatted. But I'm not gonna get on here like these other niggas and tell y'all, like, oh, you know, like, I've never given y'all a whack performance ever. Whether you feel like I won or lost, you can't never say that I didn't come with my shit. You know what I mean? Like, I do me every time out. I'm giving you three solid rounds of thought provoking, well crafted material every time out. Like, that's never gonna change. So to that regard, no, I haven't changed anything. I'm still doing me. But at the same time, I'm growing as the culture grows. I'm growing as the opportunities change. Then I study the game tapes and I see what did work, what didn't work, what maybe I need to do more of, what maybe I need to do less of. So, you know, I'm taking everything into consideration. You know what I mean? I'm not bullheaded enough to assume that just everything that I do is just right off the bat. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm learning in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, if you watch it, we'll speak on the Jonah battle, since that's the one that people are probably more familiar with. But if you watch in the battle with Jonah, there's a noticeable change in the delivery timing from my first round to my second. You know what I mean? Because I saw what the crowd was receptive to. You know what I mean? I saw the things that they missed in the first round that probably may or may not have changed the outcome. I honestly don't think it would have, the outcome of that first round. But I still was paying attention to the things that was overlooked, that in my mind I'm thinking, like, wow, that's crazy, y'all. Y'all kind of slept on that, but whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you'll catch it at some point in life, and if you don't, then, hey, that's on you. You missed that. That ain't me. But I'm paying attention to those things in the moment, even, like, not just so much after the fact, but even in the moment. So if you look at that battle, like, there's a noticeable change in my pace, in my delivery, and the timing of how I'm sending the bars out from one round to the next, just based on the response that I'm getting from the crowd.
Yeah, no, I can feel you on that, man. Other thing too, man, like, you always shout out Southern Battle Rap. I want to give you credit for that, because, like, you always put on for Southern Battle Rap. So, like, with this moment right here, do you feel like now it's added pressure? You feel like, okay, you see a lot of the people that's from the South too. Another thing is, like, clicking up too. Like, I want to get your thoughts on that. Like, what do you think about this battle going into it in terms of pressure and what you got to live up to?
Well, I mean, I thrive on pressure, first and foremost. Like, I respond better when the pressure's on me. So, like, that only makes me stronger, you know what I mean? Like, it takes pressure to make a diamond, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm comfortable with the pressure. That's never going to bother me. That's not to say that I don't acknowledge that there's a certain level of pressure that comes with this battle. And not so much of the fact that, you know what I mean, like, it's me and having to put on for Southern Battle Rap, just more so because as we draw nearer and nearer to the actual event, it's the more it looks like it's going to be the marquee event of the year for battle rap. Like there's been whispers about Summer Madness 6, right? We all know that's coming. There's been talks about Born Legacy 4. You know, there's a probability that's coming. You got World Domination from KOTD, right? Like, so there's other marquee events that are going to be taking place, but the closer we get to Born Legacy 3, the more and more it looks like this is going to be the event that sets the tone for the year. Like, a lot of this year in battle rap will be gauged based on what happens at this event. So that in and of itself is should be applying pressure to everyone involved, you know, from Smack down to, you know, the guy that's taking the tickets at the fucking door. You know what I mean? Like, everybody should be fully aware of the magnitude of this event. So with me, you know what I mean, like I said, the pressure just it makes me better. It makes me feel like I'm in my element, you know what I mean? I thrive on competition and pressure. Like, that's steel sharpens steel, so it's either going somebody's going to fold or we both going to get cut the fuck up.
Hey yo, so what's your thought upon Corral?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What's your opponent, Corral?
What are my thoughts on Reaper Rel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is he not? Is it going to be easy win? Is it not? What?
I mean, like, I can't say that it's going to be an easy win because I, for whatever reason, don't get that luxury. If you look at all my battles, everybody brought their A-plus game when they came to see me. Like, nobody takes a night off when they're standing in front of me. You know you can't do that. You take a night off when you're standing in front of me, you're going to get your fool ass washed. And everyone knows that. Like, that's not a secret in battle rap. Everyone knows that. So, like, there's no such thing as an easy win when it comes to me because everybody's primary goal is to bring the best them that they can bring when they come to see me. So that much is a given. I'm not going to be stupid enough to say that it's going to be an easy win. I don't think that he's on my level in terms of just flat out capability, but that's not to say that he doesn't have people that appreciate what he does. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people who appreciate what he does. Again, I'm paying attention to everything, you know, and there's people who got him winning. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that whose opinions are at least noticeable. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say it's a respectable opinion. You know what I mean? Like, because at the end of the day, it's just, you know, viewers and fans. But there's people who have weighted opinions who, you know, feel like at the very least he's going to make it competitive. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm definitely not sleep on him, but there's really not a lot he's going to be – like, it's beyond his control at this point. Like, all he can do is bring the best him that he can bring and then hope for the best. Like, but – again, that hasn't changed with any of my opponents. You know what I mean? Like, that's all anybody can do is bring the best them that they can find and then hope for the best.
Damn. So you ain't seen nothing from that make you – that, like, you don't sound nervous at all. You don't sound worried about this dude at all. Like, you haven't seen nothing from him that make you like, okay, I got to come with some shit or what? Like, what do you think of his performances so far?
I think he's had some memorable performances. And he's definitely battle tested. You know what I mean? Like, I did my homework. He's been in some fights. You know what I mean? But, like, I haven't really seen anything from him that gives me cause for concern. You know what I mean? Like, nothing that says to me, like, oh, well, if I don't do this, then that. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen anything like that. But, again, that's not really his fault because I haven't seen that in any of my opponents. And Jonah proved me wrong in the first round. His first round was fucking stupid. Like, and I didn't anticipate anything like that from him. No one did, though. So it's like there's no reason for me to be concerned because I'm not one of these dudes who have to feel as though I'm being threatened by my opponent. Like I'm not one of those dudes who has to feel like I'm going into a possible losing situation in order for me to establish the motivation that I need in order to be performing at my peak. At the peak of my abilities. I don't need that. Like every time out, I'm competing against the last me that you saw. So when you look at the rounds from the Jonah battle and then you go and look at the rounds from the Badafi Green battle, like I saw a lot of people say like the gutter that battled Badafi Green would have killed the gutter that battled Jonah. You know what I mean? Like so I'm always competing against me. Like the opponent is not necessarily my measuring stick. I'm always coming to outdo what I did previously. I'm always coming to be 110%. I don't come slacking on the strength of like, oh, well, I know I can beat this dude here, easy win. Because I don't take battles that are going to be an easy win anyway. Like, if I don't feel like you can at least compete, you're not going to stand in front of me. Like okay. Dudes would be like, oh, so-and-so is trash, I'll wash him. I don't live by that mentality. I don't even understand that shit. Like, if so-and-so is trash, that nigga can't stand in front of me. Fuck washing him. Like, I don't got no reason to rap with you if I don't respect what you're capable of.
Okay, okay. Hey, yo, we got you can run online right now. Hold on 1 second. I just see his number.
All right.
Yo.
Yeah, bro, you on?
You hear me?
Yeah. What's the deal, G?
Ah, what's good? What's going on? Angry fan. Chilling. I'm in the building.
Chilling, man. Hey, you on speakerphone?
Nah, I got my headphones on. Hold on, I'll switch it. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah. Yo, yeah. I got her on. What's up, man? Talk to us.
He dies.
I'm listening.
Oh, he dies.
I'm listening.
He already sleep. He said he ain't worried. He need to be fucking worried. Because I'm going to wipe him off this bitch. I ain't coming for no rap. No, I'm trying to body you. Straight like
that. That should sound good.
It's supposed to be music to your fucking ears to make you rate better.
But when the last time a nigga didn't come to body something, though? You know what I mean? Like, when the last time a nigga came to a battle and was like, oh, I'm coming to lose? Fuck out of here. That's nonsense. I expect you to come to fucking kill me because if you don't, you're going to look fucking foolish. You don't got a choice.
Of course, but that was given. That was given when the battle was set.
So why are you stating obvious shit then? Like, you're not coming to play. I should be like, fuck, I'm going to be worried about.
This is the motherfucking stage for it. This is the motherfucking stage for it, man.
But again, you stating obvious
you,
shit. Like, you supposed
saying,
to think
oh,
like
that. I done studied the tapes. First, I fuck with him, but I'm going to kill him. You everywhere with it, man. Make up your fucking mind. You want to kill me or not, nigga. I want to hear it in your voice. Speak
that's
that
a
shit,
given.
Nigga, I don't believe
that's
you right
a
now.
Given.
I don't believe
you. Ain't got to believe it.
You
ain't got to believe it.
Now? There you go, gutter.
You ain't got to believe it.
There you go. There you go.
You ain't got to believe
it. That bullshit you was just spitting, that was some bullshit.
Yeah,
nobody want to hear that soft-spoken shit. Nigga, speak up.
Yeah,
say
exactly.
Nigga, when you talking
I'm a man.
Look,
I'm a man.
Son,
like, I don't got
to
do all of that extra chest bumping and banging on my shit like y'all niggas do. Nigga, my work speaks for itself. Nigga, I ain't got to do what y'all do. Y'all niggas got to sell that shit.
Let's speak facts. Last time you was on URL, you battled Jonah, right? You ain't
facts.
Been there since. I battle Glueezy, I'm getting you. So it's levels to this shit, nigga. Like, first of all, so be
that
happy
shit
I got you
good.
Back in front of smack. Because you wouldn't
You didn't
on,
have nothing
nigga.
To do with that.
Yeah,
you obviously
happy,
wasn't listening.
Be happy.
You obviously wasn't listening.
Give me
I accepted you.
Seeing, nigga. Like, address
I accepted you.
Seeing, nigga.
You're
like,
welcome, what? Nigga. You
like,
welcome.
Yo, welcome for
I accepted
what?
You.
Welcome for what?
I accepted
you,
nigga. I could have battled whoever I wanted to.
It would have been given. You didn't accept me. Come on, be
I
honest,
accepted
my nigga.
You.
Be honest. Would you have took me?
You would you have really took me out of all the names they would have gave you for BL Flurry? Come on, my nigga. You had to take
my nigga,
me.
When they,
to
when they mentioned your name, it wasn't a situation of will you battle Reaper Rail.
You won't be honest, my nigga. All that be honest,
it's not a situation of will you battle Reaper Rail. They said Reaper Rail, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I can do that.
Whatever, my nigga. It was given. You going to die. All that other shit.
That shit sound good.
Like I said, it's supposed to sound good.
That
shit
sound good.
You going to die, nigga.
Talk that shit.
You going to die, nigga.
Talk that shit.
Yes, you want
that shit.
Hey,
yo,
Rel, hey, yo, Rel, are you worried? Are you worried?
Yeah, he's worried. You can hear it in his voice.
Nigga, please. Worried about
what? That's why he's so worked up.
What to be worried about?
That's why he's so worked up.
You just don't realize, I've been in tons of fights. The only thing different about Gutter is I haven't really battled the pin before. You know what I'm saying? I fought a lot of aggressive niggas. Y'all know that.
Salute.
I fought a lot of aggressive niggas, niggas in the ring that love to scream. I battled a lot of punches. You know what I'm saying? I battled niggas from all over the place, but most of them were similar in style. You know what I'm saying? But a few. But Gutter got the pin. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to be me. And niggas know I come in there wilding. And the only thing different about this time, it ain't going to be that time shit. I'm going to just go in. I beat myself my last battle, I feel like, in one aspect. I was moving too slow. I was too slow to just get back and start rhyming again. You know what I'm saying? So I had to deal with the time at the rounds getting cut. I wasn't able to finish half my shit, and it was annoying me. But it ain't going to happen this time. I'm going straight at your neck, and that's the only difference. You know why you hyped
have to.
Up? You know why you hyped up? Because you let
you
Danny Myers in your bars. And Ben Danny Myers was stroking your ego on the post. I saw it earlier. This nigga said
you,
that,
you
oh,
you fell for the okie doke. Nobody hears my bars.
So now you feel
you fell for the okie
doke.
That nigga pulled your emotions. That nigga pulled your skirt
that
up.
That don't mean shit.
You're emotional.
You said a lot of
you're emotional. That nigga pulled your skirt up. Don't nobody hear my bars.
You can let that nigga stroke your ego all you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't mean nothing. Know what I mean? You let a
you
nigga
finish?
Hear your rounds, now you feel invincible. That nigga could die
you
too. Fuck all that shit. Know what I mean? You ain't saying
you
nothing, my nigga. You ain't saying nothing, but every nigga that said
you
that I'm battle for you, my nigga, and the same outcome don't come.
Cass, let me know what
advancing.
He finished.
I keep advancing, my nigga. Let's just keep it real. I keep advancing. You stop.
I haven't denied that, son. Like, better. What you talking about?
I keep going,
like
my nigga. My shit don't stop.
Nigga,
my nigga energized the bunny. I just keep going.
You
already know how it goes, my nigga. What happened with you? Exactly. Exactly. Once I got
you
the smack, it ain't
you
stopped,
finish?
Nigga. You got the
you
smack,
finish?
Ended up back in the trap. You see what happened?
You finish?
You see the difference?
You finish?
No.
Are you
I
finished?
Can keep going. I'm killing you right now. I'm just speaking facts, my nigga. You can't argue with the facts, my nigga.
Let me know when
you
finish.
You took a hiatus. It was your choice. Say,
let me know when you finish.
It was your choice. Say, let's be honest. Say that because you love that be honest shit. Say that shit, word that it was your choice that you took this
word.
Right.
It was my choice. They offered me a few plates that I turned down. They offered me a
choice?
Few plates that I turned down.
You wasn't mad at Smack that they wasn't booking you and all that other shit. That ain't what you said.
No.
Say
no.
That word.
What?
I bet. We gonna talk about it.
We ain't
I'm
got a choice to
that.
Talk about it.
No, I'm glad you said that. Be honest.
Yes.
Cool.
That's all honest.
Born Legacy 3.
They offered me a few plates.
Born Legacy 3. We won't
talk
Legacy
about 3.
It. Born
Yo,
Legacy
Gutter,
3.
Gutter, is
yeah.
anybody,
yeah.
were you offered anybody that is on Born Legacy 3 right now and you turned them down?
Yeah. Yeah, the person that was offered to me that's on Born Legacy 3, I didn't turn down. They had
Who?
They had him booked for something else.
Who? Be honest. Who?
Yeah, be
they,
honest, man.
Be honest.
They offered
Who?
They offered me St. Mike and Dre Dennis.
So why you ain't take them?
Because at the time, I wasn't finna take Dre Dennis when they wanted me to take Dre Dennis. And then
you
when they offered me St. Mike.
You wouldn't have over Reaper Rail? He more established. You wouldn't have took that? Come on, man.
Not like that. Again, you talking to a nigga
Stutter
who
it.
Don't move
Be
like
honest.
Y'all. You talking to a nigga who don't move like y'all.
Why
when they
not?
Offered me
you
Dre Dennis.
Why
when
not?
They offered me Dre Dennis, I didn't want Dre Dennis at that time. When they offered me St. Mike, they had him booked for Tom Montana, so our shit didn't get to go down.
All right. What about Mike? You could have took Mike. Even a little bit more established. I'm just kidding.
Mike
you.
Who?
What? You said St. Mike, right?
I just told you when they offered me St. Mike, they had him booked for Tom Montana as well.
All right, so that's two people. Nobody else?
like I told them earlier, the other niggas, I'm not going to mention them niggas because it's going to be shitting on them.
You
and
know
they mad at them.
Everybody you mentioned, you had to jump on.
How did I jump on Jay Dennis?
Everybody you mentioned.
How did I jump on Dre Dennis? I just told you I turned Dre Dennis down.
Everybody they mentioned, you really got to jump on. It was on
you. Oh,
you
mean like I started before them?
Going. My nigga, it was on you to keep the momentum going. You didn't.
You said you mean by
yourself,
I jumped? I got the jump
you
on. You mean by I started before
you didn't
them?
Keep your own buzz going, my nigga.
Is that what you said?
Can't blame nobody else. You got to smack.
I'm not.
Your
who
head
did, when did I try to blame somebody
doing.
Else for
who
my shit?
Do,
I just told
nigga.
You it was my decision.
Ain't really much you can do with you because you boring. You boring as hell, my nigga. You got
that shit sound good? Why everybody got you losing to a boring nigga then?
I don't.
Why everybody got you losing to a boring nigga?
People you said that think I'm gonna lose going to win. Didn't you just say that? You just saw niggas saying I'm gonna win.
And didn't you just
honest,
and
didn't
you earlier
you
say that you needed the motivation of
that,
everybody
that,
saying you was gonna lose so that you could write better? Didn't you say that? Be
yeah,
honest, nigga. Be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody got you
shit.
Losing to a
it's
boring
just
nigga.
Then he said it. It's
everybody got you losing to a boring nigga though, right?
Yeah.
I'm boring,
yeah.
But everybody got you losing.
Yeah. My nigga, I hope they do. I hope they do. Cause like I said, I needed that fuel. But this
yeah,
on
you,
gonna,
you always need
you
fuel. That's the difference between me and you niggas.
Time,
I don't need
you
fuel.
You had to jump on me since Jonah, my nigga. And you
that's,
just get
yeah.
me. And
you,
it's a
but
reason.
You was on norm three.
Down.
What
this
happened then?
My nigga.
You was on norm three.
Head,
what happened
this
then?
Yo, my nigga.
You
I'm
was on norm three. What happened then? What happened to you after
norm
three?
I was on norm four.
Norm four. Okay, my bad. Norm four. What happened then?
And I did norm four.
What happened then?
What happened to
exactly.
That?
Silence, nigga. You did the
nothing.
Same fucking thing. Nigga, you
nothing.
Just got back on.
Nothing.
Nigga, you just
nothing.
Got back on.
Nothing.
Stop it.
Nothing, because if I talk about
stop
matter
it.
Fact, I'll speak on it. I'll speak on it. It was a nigga in my league.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, man. Like I said, born legacy
nigga,
three.
You wanted to
nah,
hear
nah ain't
now.
No whole lot. Nigga, you've been over talking to me the only time we've been on the phone. Nigga, shut that shit up. Like I said, born legacy three. You ain't got no choice but to bring the best you that
you
can possibly muster up. Because
exactly.
You are going to get your silly ass killed if you don't.
Exactly, oh, bro. My nigga, look. Mm. Yo, shouts to my last footage known for. Because I damn sure wish that shit would have motherfucking dropped. It ain't my fault
yeah.
It ain't dropped.
I ain't never had that problem, though.
Yeah, but that wasn't my fault.
All
my
footage dropped. I ain't got
that
nothing vaulted. But I'm
beef.
Boring, though, right?
That was beef with
ain't
the
ain't none of my shit vaulted.
So they decided not to drop it over some real behind-the-scenes shit that happened. So that's why I really
well,
don't want to
if it was real behind-the-scenes shit,
I mean,
if it was on some
yeah.
real shit, then I retract the statement.
But I said, that's all this is behind. That's all this behind, my nigga.
If it was over some real shit, not because you was ass or your opponent was ass.
But when I came
if it was over some real shit, then I retract
nothing.
The statement.
Yeah, that's all it is. All right,
so,
some
it had nothing to do with you or your opponent
nigga,
being ass.
It's we go hard shit, my nigga. I'm not going about to speak on a whole bunch of shit.
And
bro,
I wouldn't
bro.
Let you speak on that. Like
well,
that off the man to man shit, you shouldn't speak on that.
I can't speak on it. I can't have a nigga
nah,
that's
don't. I'm saying, don't do that. If it was on some real shit like that, then don't.
You know what I'm saying? It's just all on
facts.
That. But as far as me, you going to die, nigga. Just worry about you. You going to die.
That shit sounds good.
That's all of that shit.
Man.
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
I tell you. It's supposed to be music to your ears. What I got to say
it
to
is.
You? You going to die.
It should sound good.
Of course, my nigga. Yes. You going to die. You know that, my nigga. You know it's going to be a fight. You know it. You know it,
but
my
y'all
nigga.
But y'all know what I
you
do
know.
Like about Reaper, though, is the fact that, like, His overwhelming confidence blinds him from the obvious truth. Like, I love that kind of shit. You know
my
what I mean? Like, he knows
got me here. My
he knows it.
Here.
But his confidence won't let him accept
it.
I love that kind of shit.
Nobody thought I was going to be on this shit. Nobody even thought I was going to be on this card. My confidence got me here, my nigga. I kept pushing.
That's what I said. That's what I like
about
you.
Niggas know
that.
I don't give a fuck
that
what niggas
blind
think.
Confidence shields you from the truth. Like, you're unaware of the obvious because of your
no,
confidence.
You
I like
me
that
from
shit.
Nothing, my nigga. It created some of the best battles niggas have seen. You know what I'm saying?
I must have missed all of them
niggas.
Shit.
I had fun. It don't matter. You know what I mean? Because now it's you. You was the difference.
Yeah.
So imagine,
it is me, and it's a big fucking difference.
Serious.
And
you
know it's a big fucking
no
difference.
Bullshit. I'm going to take you 100% serious. And you know this. You know I'm going
I wouldn't expect anything
no
less. Nobody
game,
has
nigga.
Never not taken me 100% serious. Like, you
but
don't have a choice in that.
You
know that.
Nigga, but just the difference between me and you. Even if I thought I could beat a nigga, I'm going to write for him like he about to beat me. Like, my nigga.
How is that a difference? I just said that I don't do that. Like, I don't.
Nobody else.
I don't take nobody that I think I can beat, first of all.
Like
secondly, I don't take nobody short. Like, I'm coming with the best gunner that you're going to get every time.
Well, my nigga, it don't matter. Hey, that's you. You know what I mean? But what works for me, I'm going to keep battling niggas like they the best person. The only person I ever slept on, really, was my last opponent, and I overbooked too much shit. But I ain't want to complain and do that. You know what? Shouts to how I do shit. But, yo, it ain't going to be no more. It's going to be straight clean.
Right.
I mean, it's the big state. I mean, this ain't the PG. The PG shit dead. They ain't give me no PG. We ain't opening fucking BL3, nigga. You ain't no PG. So apparently I ain't. So you know, this is it's time. It's time to show why we here. And I know you're going to come at me crazy, but just know you're going to get the craziest response of your life. What I'm telling you, it's not going to be what you used to. Even that Jonah shit. So you fought a lot of nerds and niggas that make jokes. You know what I mean? And niggas that semi
but
come
Gray's
at your
a
neck.
Nerd.
No, no niggas
a nerd.
That semi come at your neck. But I got facts, my nigga. You see how, you battled a lot. Yeah, what the fuck is, you battled Balky, nigga, from Perfect Strangers, nigga. That's the last nigga.
I mean, that shit,
you know I mean?
That ain't got nothing to do with me. If you want to insult that man, that's
scream,
fine.
My nigga. Screaming and making your eyebrows point in the V. Don't scare me, my nigga. That nigga's, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You battled the Gaddafi Green coming up. Now I think you would have had a different battle with Green. You know what I'm saying? Because Green.
Do you know why, though?
He was the season nigga when you battled Green. You know what I'm saying?
But do you know why everybody's got a problem with Green now?
What, you think it was you? No, please.
Ask him. Don't take my word for it. Ask him.
Was it you?
Ask him.
Green battled other pins. Green battled other pins after you, my nigga. You wasn't the only one. Like, remember, he battled XL too, my nigga. Other niggas done pushed him.
But the green that battled XL is a far cry from the one that battled Danger Zone. From the one that battled
XL that battled that nigga Gaddafi that day was on point, my nigga. I don't want to hear that.
I didn't say he wouldn't.
Other niggas will push. Other niggas have. You can't take all credit, my nigga. Come on.
I'm not taking no credit for that man's work. I think Gaddafi Green is dope. I'm not taking no credit for that man's pen.
On,
don't get it twisted.
Come on.
But niggas become different people after they battle me. Believe that shit.
They supposed to.
Bro,
but I honestly see us eye to eye.
You're supposed to.
What you got?
It'd be weird if you didn't.
What people claim you got, you know what I mean? And they say I don't got, and it's vice versa. What they
but
say
you
I
can't
got.
Say
bro,
what people claim
I'm
because
you
said I got it too, though.
It's going to be a style clash. This going to be a style clash all the way preference battle. Because we fuck with you. Because no matter, you already know how it's going to go. This is the truest shit I'm gonna ever say. Cause who fuck with you gonna say you won, and who fuck with me gonna say I won? Cause we got the faces like that. You see how they going on the post?
Yeah.
You know it. It's up to us to just pull that off.
I'm not living in denial at all, fam. I know exactly what it's gonna be.
I'm just telling you, but don't think you're gonna get the regular shit. Like you saying you ain't seen nothing. Don't worry about what you saw. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's all I got to go off of, sir. Like, what else I'm going to go off of?
Don't judge what you saw. Don't judge me by what you saw, because I'm a different nigga every battle. I'm a different nigga depending on what I'm going through around battle time. And I'm feeling like killing you now. I ain't feel like this in a minute. All I'm feeling like is you dying.
I'm glad I could bring that out of you, because that's the reaper that everybody want to see.
Well, you know why? I love the South. And the South don't know how much I love them, too. So me killing you would be great.
Yeah,
just
but that's what everybody wants from you. That, like, I'm glad I could bring that out of you. Like, you're welcome.
No, you didn't bring it out of me.
You just said I did.
I
now you're not going to give me no credit for it? You just said I did.
Gutter, what's the biggest name you battle? I done battled bigger names than you, fam.
I'm better than all them big names that you battled.
Out. No, you're not. Or you would have been progressing. You wouldn't have stopped.
Stop
and had
it.
Your hiatus and
stop
be battling
it.
Me.
Like, if that's what you honestly
no, you
believe,
didn't.
You're not going to last
no,
long
not.
In this business.
No,
son.
You're not. No, you're not, my nigga. Let's
you're
just
not gonna
keep
last
it
long
Let's
in this business.
It
if you think
you
it's based
mean?
Purely on
Let's
skill and not
you're
who you know,
the market, my
and,
nigga. Like,
yeah,
you see
yeah,
you
that
see
shit
it.
Sound good. That
Facts.
Shit sound good.
Facts, and they hoping Reaper can help it out. That's why you battling the nigga with the face paint. They trying to help
okay.
you out, nigga.
What? Right.
They trying to jump for real. Get a surfboard, nigga. You on the wave, my nigga. There
okay.
ain't nothing wrong with that.
That shit sounded wild, pause worthy, by the way.
Look what it did for Glueezy. Keep it buck. Look what it did for Glue. Nobody
what
knew
did it
who
do
knew
for?
Glue really. Who knew really knew Glue? Except niggas from the south. Come on, get the fuck out of here. Now they know.
I didn't say nobody knew
it. He battled Reese. Reese gave him the perfect. He was the perfect. I was the perfect nigga for him to battle at the PGs. And he got the battle of the night at the PGs. And he took off from there. Where's this nigga at? Born Legacy 3. Where you at? Born Legacy 3. I do more for niggas than you think, nigga. The fuck you talking about? Who you got on Born Legacy 3, nigga? Nobody.
Y'all
fuck
got
out of here,
y'all got the battle of the night because
I'm doing it,
he didn't come with his A game.
Ride the wave.
I don't even know what happened to the rest of the PGs that happened that night.
Nigga,
I don't even know
man.
Who else was booked.
Ride the wave, son. Trust me. They know what they're doing.
That shit sound real pause-worthy, son. Like,
trust
that
me.
Shit out.
All right, nigga. It's a wave,
ask the
niggas
to ride your
wave.
Like, that shit gay, son. Like, stop it.
Are you mad? It's real shit. Like, nigga.
I'm not mad at all. I'm just trying to help your image.
This was my world, nigga. You in my world right now when we battle. You in my world, nigga. I'm not in yours.
Fuck your whole
I'm
world
not in gutter
up,
world.
Man.
They dug gutter
fuck your
up
whole
to
world
find
up.
Me, nigga. They dug you up to battle me, nigga. That's real shit. I'm going
to fuck your whole world
you
up.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You had to battle a not even fully full potential Badassi Green. You even
yeah,
get in
yeah.
the light, nigga. You had to
uh-huh.
go to the trap to
uh-huh.
do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you couldn't
right.
do it on Smack. Do it on Smack,
right.
nigga. Do it where it matter,
mm-hmm.
nigga. You battling up. You talking about
the trap.
Well, I lost to Jonato. Yeah. You don't want to hear that shit, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I ain't said nothing about the trap or Jonah.
That's all you think the trap shit means, son? Man, no. No. Do it
where
it matter.
I'm trying to find out where you heard me say that at.
Do it on your
I'm trying to find out where you heard me say that.
It ain't. I think Blacksmith
yeah.
cooked you, honestly. You
yeah.
had a good one, but
to.
Fuck it. Know what I mean?
You're
know what I mean? You already know it. You hearing you lost to Jonah badly. You seen the
yeah.
3-0s. Know what I mean? I
you're
know you done seen
to.
Enough for them shits to change your mind. That's
to.
Why you took a
right.
rest, nigga. And now you about
mm-hmm.
to come back for another.
Hold on.
That nigga don't
hey,
ever
bro.
Shut up, Caps.
Hey, I'm just bro, I am speaking
bro.
Facts,
I'm
nigga. It's the honest session.
Yo, bro, hold on, bro. Number one, my nigga, I'm going to be real with you. You cannot beat Jonah, my nigga. I don't think you could beat Jonah. You talking wild crazy about him.
But that's
shit.
How
like,
you supposed to feel,
that.
Caps.
I'm
you know what it, that, you know what it
you,
is? I never
one.
Had that. I was so
one.
Used
that's
to
one.
Niggas saying I was going to win all the time. That shit started making me right sloppy. I wasn't doing what I needed
hey, yo,
to
bro.
Do. I needed
my
to hear I'm going to lose.
Bro.
Say that. Talk that
but
shit, Caps. Yes. Because I love shit niggas to fuck up. Please.
Burrell, you ain't beat Glueezy, nigga. Like you act like you beat him right now and shit.
Look, I'm not gonna argue if I won or lost that, because I really can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I did what I had to do to win, because a lot of people said I won, but I feel like that wasn't
okay.
the best Reaper. I felt like you can't arguably
okay.
say he won that, because my nigga, he battled
okay.
half rounds. Like, if we're talking about, like, battle shit, if we're doing from a fan's view, you know what I'm saying? If I was to have to judge that, you know what I'm saying? The nigga rounds was more complete versus me getting through one time round, third round, they let me go in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really argue that.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, my nigga, you think I'm not learning from that? You know,
okay,
come
okay,
on,
okay.
Scott. You saw me. You know
sure.
what I'm capable of. You know, I didn't even do half the shit I do. And you know me for scheming. See, everybody think I'm Mr. Puncher. You know me for scheming. Like, I'm not, come on, man. I got an arsenal of shit. See, niggas is so used to seeing one thing because they just used to seeing the painted face Reaper. A lot of niggas ain't even really watched battles past that. They don't know what I'm capable of, man. I'm a package,
yeah,
man.
I'm be real.
You don't know what I'm going to hit you with.
Yo,
you better hope I don't hit him with this bomb because that's what's about to happen.
Hey, bro, I'm be real with you, my nigga. I think you can ready to lose, my nigga. I'm be real with you, son.
Talk that shit, Caps. You're supposed to.
I think
talk that
beat
shit,
you, my nigga. I ain't gonna
but you've been wrong before. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not
yo,
sweating
nigga,
it.
Yo, I think
and I would love to come back and prove you wrong, my nigga. I'm not afraid. And if I lose, I will. Yo, my nigga, if I lose, which ain't gonna happen, But if we going to say arguably, you know what I'm saying? If I lose, I will come in and I'll man up to it, my nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's growth, nigga. I'll man up to everything I said.
Okay.
It ain't about to happen. It ain't about to happen though. It's not about to fucking happen. This nigga is insane if he think that shit about to happen. I'm the wrong nigga to put right now, my nigga. I would have come on. I'm not even used to staying out of battle in this long.
I just been sitting bugging.
I ain't had a battle since Glue Easy. I've been going crazy.
That shit.
I don't know how this nigga did it. I don't know how
what
he
else?
Did it. Word. I don't know how you stood back.
What else?
Yes, my nigga. It's going to get serious. Like, I'm ready to unleash. Like, I could battle right now, my nigga. It'd be ugly. Like, I'm ready to go. They kept pushing this shit back. Like, they keep postponing this nigga funeral. It ain't me. Like, I want this nigga to die. I'm dreaming about it, nigga. All I do is watch this nigga battles, my nigga, every day. Just wondering, you gonna die. Just nod my head. Like, you so fucking dead. Just talking to this nigga. For real, my nigga. I just seen this nigga. Like, you dying. I go to the barbershop. I see 80 niggas that look like him. Getting beard trims and waiting, all types of stupid shit.
Yeah.
And I just see this nigga go.
And when I drive past Walmart, going to the underpass, I see 80 niggas that look like you.
My nigga, real right. I walk up to a nigga in the barber shit, like, you want to die, nigga. He looking at me crazy. Like, what the fuck this nigga talking about? He looking like gutter. Like, straight up.
And I walk past the Reaperell, put some change in his cup, and say, see you on the 28th. That borderline homeless swag you got, nigga. Like, fuck out of here with that bullshit.
And you see? And if that's what you got,
It's always ugly niggas that
saying.
Try to use an angle against niggas
that's
who actually
rebuttal.
Are well groomed. You know what I'm saying? It's always bum ass niggas who think like, because I'm dirty, then that must mean that I'm tougher than this nigga.
No, nigga, it just means that you're gonna have to take two showers when I get done fucking you up. Nothing to do with dirt and shit, my nigga.
Yes, it does.
Nigga,
have you looked in the mirror? It's got everything to do with your dirt.
In the mirror, nigga. I mean, really, have you looked in the mirror, nigga? You got the queer eye for the straight guy, nigga.
Go ahead with that borderline homeless swag you got, son. Like, fuck out of here.
I'm dead ass, nigga. Like, for real.
Yeah.
You are like the Sporting Waves sponsor, nigga. Like, you
talk that shit, yeah.
That's you,
and the bitches love it. That's the craziest thing about it. Like,
are you really serious?
It's you niggas that spend nights under the overpass jacking off into a Dixie cup. That somehow create this resentment within yourself for niggas such as myself just because I know how to dress, I know how to shower, I know how to stay well-groomed, and I get
you
money and bitches.
Shirt?
Like, y'all don't like that shit.
You got a pink shirt?
Do what?
Be honest. You got a pink shirt?
Do I got a pink shirt? Nah, that pink shit out of style, son. I don't wear that shit.
You lying your assholes, nigga. You ain't got nothing purple?
Do I got a purple shirt?
Yeah,
I think I got a purple one. Yeah.
See, shit like that. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't gonna last, nigga.
That,
what the fuck is
wrong
with
that
you?
That man shit.
Man
yeah,
colors.
I ain't got
you
no shame in my wardrobe.
Like,
I dress well, nigga.
About, see?
And these bitches
about,
love
man.
It.
This shit like that.
I dress well, and these bitches
fuck
love it.
Nigga, you sound like Brian Gumbel. No bitches fucking with you.
Yeah,
man.
That shit
sounds
good. Brian Gumbel get money and bitches, though, right? Brian Gumbel on TV every fucking night.
Gutta sat out for 2 years, so Gutta ain't doing shit, nigga. How long was you going, nigga? You just coming back? Speak on it.
But what does that have to do with anything? You see how you keep jumping from topic to topic? It's because nothing's going to stick. You have to jump from one thing to the next, then try to go back to something else, because ain't none of that bullshit going to stick. We already addressed the fact that I've been sitting out. Like, that ain't news to nobody.
You saying you doing one thing, but one thing don't apply to the other, because if you was doing that, it would apply to
that.
That
ain't news to nobody. And the craziest thing about all of that shit is it's got nothing to do with these bars. Nigga,
you
still dead.
You mad, yo, Cass, when he first called in, it was like the prodigy of the sun, of the moon, and the stars, and the planet.
Look at this uneducated-ass nigga can't even put a sentence together.
You hear this shit?
This uneducated-ass nigga can't even put a sentence together. The prodigy of the moon and the stars. You don't even know what that shit means, son. Like this uneducated-ass nigga, like, well, I swear to God.
Yeah. Well,
it's always
nigga,
these niggas with these
educated.
Third grade reading levels who somehow find resentment for educated niggas. Have y'all noticed the trend?
Nah, I'm educated, brother.
The dirty niggas don't like the clean niggas. The stupid niggas don't like the smart niggas.
Why,
the broke niggas don't like the niggas with money.
Come on, let's keep it real.
Why
you
always
get mad
like,
somebody don't like your boring ass
story.
Flow? Just because a nigga don't like your boring ass flow, don't mean they
mad.
Educated. Some niggas just don't like your bars, my nigga. You take mad
and that's their prerogative. I don't care.
My nigga. You say
if they don't like it, it wasn't for them. I don't care.
Just get to the end of the punch and say some real simple fucking shit.
I don't care. If niggas don't like that shit, that's cool. If niggas don't like that shit, that's cool. It don't matter. To me. If you too stupid to connect the shit and you don't like it, cool, it wasn't for you. I didn't write it for you. I write it for niggas who can read beyond an eighth grade level.
And
if that
don't
apply to you, fine.
Straight like that.
Yeah.
You know
and that's fine. I'm not concerned with them niggas. The niggas who don't want to hear me ain't the niggas I rap for. The niggas who don't want to hear me ain't the niggas I rap for. So it don't matter if they don't want to hear me. I would appreciate it if they just turn the shit off.
Right.
And go
so
back to jacking off and they dicks up under
the
overpass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you dirty, stupid ass niggas don't apply to me. Like, it don't matter to me. Like, I don't care if they don't like it.
He's mad. I'm dirty, stupid. I'm mad. Look at him. Go talk that shit.
That's what you wanted, though, right?
Yeah, I want it, nigga.
Yeah,
we're going to
take it there,
nigga. You better add that
extra,
nigga. Fuck that shit, nigga. You better bring everything. I want everything, nigga. Everything.
You don't got a choice but to get everything.
That
That's the difference between me and you.
Nigga.
You ain't
gotta
you
got to
tell me that.
Choice,
I always bring everything.
Because if you don't,
you ain't got a choice.
Straight like that. You just said it earlier. I don't play with nobody.
I'm not coming to play with you. I know I can't play with you. So I'm not going to. I just said that shit earlier.
You better not. Word.
I already said I wouldn't.
You better not, because I'm telling you.
I already said I wouldn't.
Early body. Early body.
I already said I wouldn't.
Don't let nobody that you lay in your round gas you, nigga. Don't let nobody let hear your rounds gas you. Because when you stand
on
that
stage, ain't nobody heard him. You let Danny pull your skirt up on Angry Fans Board.
Ain't nobody
trying to hear that. You let Danny pull your skirt up on Angry Fans Board. Nigga, you emotional about that.
What? My nigga, come on, nigga. You know I never get emotional. Everything I do in the chat before promo. Anybody get mad? You know why I keep
what you bringing it up here for?
Because you don't promo, my nigga. We all know this. Nobody heard from Gutter till Reaper started talking shit. Nigga, I brought the beast out of you. You was in the fucking hole again, nigga. It's always groundhog.
And again,
with
like,
you,
that's
nigga.
Not, you but
know,
that's not news
on,
to nobody.
Fuck out of here. Yeah,
but that's
on,
not
man.
News
like,
to nobody, Reaper.
I'm bringing the beast
that's
out.
That's not news
I'm
to nobody. Everybody
out.
Knows
nigga,
that ain't part of my
nothing.
Game. I show up and I rap. I don't need that fluff shit like y'all do.
Nigga, you got a promo. Then you need to learn, nigga. You need to learn about promo.
I'm trying
nigga.
To learn. That's what
that's
we're doing,
everybody's
right?
Everybody's surpassing
I'm not denying
right
that.
Right
I don't need to learn
that's
that.
Why everybody's surpassing you right now.
That's the difference between
me
and you,
nigga.
Niggas. I'm not in denial about
promo,
what
nigga.
I don't got.
Here,
I know
come
that ain't
on,
part of my
out,
game.
Nigga.
I know it's something that I need to up. So that's what
everybody
we doing.
Everybody know what I do. You know what I do. I don't give a fuck how much shit niggas talk about me. They might think I'm mad, but I got 80 niggas making posts, joking or doing whatever. Oh, they talking about Reaper because all I got to do is put Born Legacy 3. Niggas know I'm coming. It don't matter.
Yeah.
You can say what I want, but you going to die, nigga.
Yeah, you going to die.
You going to die.
We
everybody else ain't got shit to do with what you about to deal with, nigga.
Yeah, save
dude,
the file.
save it, nigga. Save it, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Send it to Obama before he leaves, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. It really don't matter.
That
God.
Shit sounds stupid. Send it to Obama before he
word, nigga. I don't care, nigga. Like, word. That shit don't mean nothing to me, man. Niggas don't mean nothing, my nigga. Like, for real. Like, you have no effect on me at all, my nigga. When he told me I had good, I was like, all right.
And it shouldn't have an effect on you.
It was like,
all right. It shouldn't have an effect on you. But look how contradictory you being.
Oh, my God.
Look at how contradictory you being. A few minutes ago, you was like, oh, yeah, I know I got gut. I can't play. Now it didn't have no effect on you?
Nah,
like,
that's
the kind of stupid
nigga,
shit that you niggas come
giving.
Up with because you think that's selling a
fight. I told you that. That's giving with anybody.
Yeah,
kid,
you,
treat,
like you,
sound
very contradictory,
you watching,
though. You need to,
you
need to make
you
your mind up, son. Like, which one of these niggas
you
want to be? Like, one minute you know you
nigga,
can't come to play with me. The next minute you ain't even affected by the fact that they gave
hold
you me.
Up,
nigga,
up,
you know exactly what it
hold
is
up,
when
bro.
You get me. And you know exactly what you got to do when you do get me. You know what I'm bringing to the table, and you know what you got to bring to offset that. So if you bring it, cool. We're going to have a battle of the night. It's going to be a fucking classic. If we don't, they're going to need a Ouija board to contact your motherfucker. Fucking ass. It's that simple, nigga.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Talk that shit.
What
nigga.
Is you mean?
Weezy boy.
Talk that shit. You think I'm scared of that shit? Nigga, I was.
You ain't gotta be scared. That's
nigga,
the crazy thing
it?
About
you
niggas always saying you think I'm scared.
Nigga.
You think I'm scared. Where I grew up from, you don't gotta be scared to get your ass kicked.
So
you just gotta be in the right place
nigga.
At the wrong motherfucking
you know
time.
Doing?
Nigga, you ain't gotta be scared. I see some of the bravest niggas on earth get their motherfucking head beat in.
I'm gonna put you deeper than six, though. Trust me.
Yeah, that shit sounds good.
It's supposed to. I told you. What I gotta say to you, music to your ears, nigga.
That shit sound good.
I'm gonna air it out. Facts.
Yeah, that's what they all said, though. You feel me?
Yeah,
like, that's
Jordan said it, and he killed you. Some niggas done said
that's
it.
Your opinion.
It's objective. Don't think
that's
it can't happen.
That's your opinion.
You done, my nigga, you done talked this shit before, though, and died badly. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen.
That's the difference. You ain't never seen me talk
it's
this shit
happen.
Before and
like,
die badly. Even if you feel like Jonah beat me,
well,
you don't feel like I died badly. Cut the bullshit.
All the real niggas know you died. Everybody else be beating your heart like, maybe stroke your ego like God.
All
you
of the real niggas. You one of the real niggas?
Next time on
you
are real.
You one of the real niggas?
You might give a fuck about that shit.
You one of the real niggas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Nigga, I do real nigga shit. We going to talk about it, nigga.
Yeah,
that
we got a choice.
We going to talk about it. Like, for
August
28th,
we got a choice. We going to converse.
You don't know the half of me, my nigga. You don't know the half of me.
I don't plan to.
The half
of me. Why would I know the half of you? I ain't never met you in real life. How would I know the half of you? I ain't never met you in real life.
I know
you don't know shit about me.
You ain't about that villain life, though. I know something about
that
shit
sound
good.
We're
going to talk about it, though. Yeah. It's supposed to sound good. It's going to sound
real,
though.
We're
going to talk that real nigga shit, nigga. Don't forget.
You don't have a choice.
We're going to talk that real nigga shit. Yeah,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah, nigga, be honest.
You don't have a choice.
That's what we're doing, right? We being honest.
You don't have a choice.
We're going to talk that real nigga shit.
You don't have a choice.
Yes.
You see how you keep repeating my slogan?
It's different, though.
But, like, I'm both you niggas, man. It's the reason you keep repeating the shit that I say.
Just don't get on that stage lying. That's all I'm saying.
It's a reason you got to repeat the shit that I say.
That's all I'm saying. Just don't get on that stage lying. That's all I'm saying.
I never do.
Just don't get on that stage lying.
I never do.
We'll see.
I ain't got no issues about who
we'll
I am
see.
As a man, nigga.
We'll see.
I ain't got no we issues about who
though.
I am as a man, nigga.
We're going to talk, though. Just don't get on that stage lying.
Yeah,
nigga.
We
going to
converse.
We
going to converse.
Be honest.
August
be honest.
28th. You have a long fucking conversation.
About that shit, because, nigga, I ain't never got nothing to hide in my life, nigga.
When you
Bird.
Get ready to load
Same
this shit up,
Dave.
I want you to count how many times that nigga said, be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm burping you niggas.
Yeah.
Like, you got to repeat my shit, because none of your shit is memorable. None of it.
It ain't that, man. That's all you known for. In the midst of a thousand fucking computer matrix bars, you in the fucking...
If it's over your head, say that, fam. If it's over your head, say that. My bad.
Be honest.
If it's over your head, say that. That's my bad.
No, nigga.
I didn't know you was that shallow. If it's over your head, say that.
You know the thing about
being honest. I don't write shit for dwarves.
No, you know the thing about saying be honest, my nigga. It don't mean shit.
Is that you
got to
keep repeating it?
It don't mean shit.
Yeah, but why real nigga keep repeating it, though?
You can't tell me to be honest when I'm talking real shit.
Why real nigga keep repeating it, though?
I'm going to spit it to you.
But
you a
lying. But why does real nigga keep repeating it, though?
We talk about it, BL3, nigga.
Hey, why does real nigga got to keep repeating it?
Why, nigga? I'm going to tell you why. Just be ready for it. All I'm telling you is don't lie. Just don't lie.
I'm already ready.
You're even dumber. Just I'm telling you, my nigga.
That shit sound good.
I'm different, nigga.
No, you're not. You're the same
nigga.
As the rest of them niggas. Ain't nothing different about you.
You come in to BL3 with that arm cream and see where it gets you.
That's what it is, man. It's going down August 28th. You got Gutter versus Reaper Rel, man. Good luck to both of you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking that shit. My uploads from ASAP. You already know what it is, man.
Hey, that shit going to be like hell on them niggas' ears, son. Like, niggas.
They good. They good. Trust me. They good, bro.
Yo, good luck to both of y'all niggas. You heard?
Facts.
Fuck Gutter, he dead. Anybody trying to hear?
Be honest,
shit.
Nigga.
Nah, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Dead man talking.
Word. Fuck that, nigga.
Yeah.
See you then, nigga.
Dead
you about
man
to die, talk. Nigga. Just remember that. Last thing you hear, you about to die. Remember that. You about to fucking die, nigga. Straight up. Word. Paper. We go hard. You already know.
Doubt, man.
Man, shout. Wow, that was some shit right there.
Yo, you ain't got to be scared to get your ass whooped. What? All right. I'm in the building for that too, man. I was already excited,
word.
Now it's real,
that was,
bro.
That's weird. Yo, I'm about to get right into the second guest. We got motherfucking Tech N9ne getting ready to come on.
right, man. I see y'all. I see y'all out there, man. Hashtag don't lie. Hashtag be honest. All right. All right. I mean, Tech versus Jerry West, man. Let's go. You're not excited to see Tech 9.
Yes, we got Tech. We got Tech 9 on. Yo, Tech was goody.
Yo, 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 yo. Battle rap world.
This is some shit right here, my nigga. You back. Like, all right. How do you feel to be back on URL, first and foremost?
Feels great. Feels real good, actually. It's a long time coming.
How'd it come about, my nigga?
Basically, you know, URL been contacting me for the past years, and every situation that was on the table just wasn't the right situation for me. There was a couple ones that was real good, but they never fell through for some reason. I had a couple matches locked, but the battle never happened, so, you know, that just went out the window. But this particular situation that came about, I want to say about a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, was like the perfect situation for me. So I got a call about the kid, and I'm following a new trend and a new way, the new era of battle rap. I realized that it's a lot of new up-and-comers, new young cats that's really talented, that, you know, the new way is nobody want to see two old guys battle it out anymore. They want to see a new guy versus an old guy and see what style is better, how those styles mix. So my thing was, yeah, I could come back and take and battle somebody that's top tier, that's on the same level as me. But I don't want to give the fans the same boring battle. Everybody knows what, you know, what's going to come out of this battle. I don't want to do that. I want to give the fans something exciting, something that they can look forward to, something that they could be hype about versus seeing two old guys get in the ring and throw jabs. It just didn't make sense. It felt like this was the best move to do.
That's what's up, man. It's definitely good to hear you back and all that, man. And like, you know, first of all, I just want to say you're a legend, man. It's Tony Bro and everything, man. As far as Philly goes right now, man, is it added pressure? I know you see what Ness and Reed and Sis and Kaboom are doing. Like, what do you think about that? And, like, do you feel any added pressure because of what they're doing right now?
No, I don't feel. I never feel pressure. Like, this battle stuff comes naturally to me. It's like the second instinct in me. It's really no pressure. Besides the big battles that I've had, far as the Summer Madness, of course you're gonna get a little bit nervous before you jump on a stage in front of 3,000 people. But right now, these small events and the battles that I've been taking recently, there's been no pressure really. And far as the Philly scene goes, all I'm doing is adding to the fuel. That's all. I'm just adding more fire to it. So it's really no pressure. I want to see us get the recognition that we deserve. I feel like we still haven't got the recognition that we need. We still haven't had a URL battle in Philly. Why, I don't know. That hasn't happened yet. Hopefully it happens in the near future, maybe the top of the year, 2017, because it's not looking good for 2016 because Summer Madness hasn't happened, Known 3 hasn't happened, and I'm already hearing about other events. So I don't know about this year, but hopefully we can get first of the quarter 2017, a battle in Philadelphia. That's really what I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Tech, as for your opponent, how do you feel about him? Do you have to win?
Repeat that, Cap.
Do you feel like you have to win versus Jerry West?
No, I never feel like I have to win. I feel like I have to be myself. You know, I feel like I just have to go in and do what I've been doing, do what I've been doing and make the fans love me. And as long as I'm myself, as long as I stay true to my core, then I can't lose. So I don't feel like I have to win. I'm already a household name. I'm already a legend. Whether I leave today, tomorrow, next year, 2 years from now, it doesn't matter. My name's already solidified. Do I feel like he has to win? Absolutely. I definitely feel like this can hurt his career. Is there a sense of urgency of winning this battle on my side? Absolutely. I haven't been on URL in 4 years. So if I was to get in there and get washed or get 3-0'd or get body bagged or whatever, would that be damaging? Absolutely it would be. So it is some sense of I got to kill this kid in the back of my mind, but do I feel like, you know, this battle's going to make or break me? No, I don't feel that way. No.
Okay, I feel you. I see what you're saying right now. You're basically, like, it can't hurt your brand is what you're saying.
Like, no, it can't hurt my
Mm-hmm. Nah, I definitely think that shit. I feel like you gotta win only for the fact that we ain't see you in so long. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, you're like a breath of fresh air right now and shit. Everybody's mm-hmm. reaching and doing all kinds of wild, crazy shit. We need a nigga like you back. You gotta bring it to Drake West, man. I wanna see you bring it to this nigga and shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. And that's what I intend to do. Like, I'm more focused. This is the focus I've ever been. This is the most confident I've ever been in a long, long time. I'm focused. My mind is clear. All I'm thinking about is August 28th, day 2, Born Legacy 3, Black Bear. That's just it's in the back of my mind, like, constantly. I can't even get it out. I could try to do something else, and then it'll just pop up. Like, so to get me where I'm at right now is rare, and I'm very dangerous at this point. So anybody that gets in front of me right now, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be a pretty sight for them. It's going to be a long day for them.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, yo, shit is fucked up, too, because I still to this day feel like niggas just turn their back on you, man. Like, I don't understand how you go from being Mr. Summer Madness, everybody fuck with you to that DNA. I will never forgive niggas for turning their back on you against DNA. I think that shit was so corny how they did that shit.
Well, you know what? I can honestly say the DNA battle, shout out to DNA. The DNA battle, it is my highest view battle. It's like 1.4 million or something like that, which is pretty good. Do I feel like the DNA battle hurt me? Hell no. I watched that battle. I feel like in the end, I tried to do too much, tried to freestyle in the end. When I should, like, I watched it over and over. When I should have just stopped, you know, I could have pulled the shotgun shug and cut the round short or whatever. And you know what? I looked at it, and my round in the third round was long. It's just like I just felt like I needed to do more when I didn't need to do anymore. So that's when you got me freestyling. I'm your uncle. You see all of that. So that's just me trying to freestyle, and it just didn't work that particular night. But that battle overall, I don't think that battle hurt me at all. I actually thought that was a real good battle. What I was upset about was the fact that Summer Madness 2 rolled around, and I was mentioned. I did get the phone call, but it never went through. And I felt like for me to have the performance that I had on Summer Madness 1, me doing Summer Madness 2 shouldn't even been in question. It should have just been automatic. This kid, what he did on Summer Madness 1 was crazy. He's on Summer Madness 2 no matter what. And prior to Summer Madness 1, I only battled one time, and that was the DNA battle. So it just like I was upset about that. I was very upset about not being on Summer Madness 2. And it kind of had me feeling like some of the people that was on the car was handpicked, and then you got the favoritism, and then you have these relationships with, you know, with the guys showing up to birthday parties and dinner parties, and the, you know, you hear talks about friends with the owners and all of that. Yeah, you got to separate that stuff. It's business, and then there's the personal stuff, and it seems like sometimes the personal gets in the way of in the business. I'm gonna be honest with you. I felt like unfinished business too was a waste of time to me, you know? Me personally, I felt like the DNA versus K-Shine part 2, the DNA, the gun titles, it should have never happened twice. It should have never happened twice. It happened the first time. It was legendary. It was crazy. Should have never happened again. And I honestly feel like the only reason why it happened twice was because of the relationships with the owners. And that's why they put it on again. And that's just me being totally honest.
Shit, yo, shit was kind of whack and shit.
It made no sense. The battle got ruined. It didn't go through all the way. So what? Who cares? A lot of battles don't go through all the way. To do a whole nother event surrounded around that, it just felt like a total waste of time. Wasted too much energy on that rematch and building a whole card around that rematch when you could have possibly threw Gnome 3. You could have put Known 3 together. So
that's true. How you feel about Tony? That shit is true.
Oh man, it's definitely. I mean, it seemed like it's facts to me, man. I mean, I think like as far as what you do, you know what I mean, on that stage, man. Like, if we can get into it, man, that the stage presence is A1, and I feel like I do see a lot of what you were doing incorporated into a lot of these newer, you know what I mean, like newer PGs or whatever. One comes to mind is Brim, especially. So, like, how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. Like, are we going to see that same sort of presence? Like, are we going to see that same energy out there?
Me and Briz is probably going to battle most likely. Can't see it not happening. I do see some of me inside of Briz, but I also think Briz is his own, like, he's his own rapper. He got his own style. He takes parts from certain people, me in particular. I'm hoping that the Briz battle happens in Philly. I'm hoping Briz comes because Briz, I think he used to live out here at one point. So Briz knows how Philly rocks. He knows how it goes down, how we do it, how we give it up here. So I just think that it would be better if Smack threw the event here and me and Briz Rothstein settled our differences in Philly, the first ever Smack URL card in Philly. Tech Nine versus Briz Rothstein. It's going to happen eventually, but I think they should do it in Philly.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I think.
Do I think Briz can beat me? No. Hell no. Hell no. I don't. Briz can't beat me. No, he can't. No. No way. And it's not definitely not going to happen in Philly. Won't happen in New York. No, it won't. I know exactly what to do, how to beat Briz Rothstein. I've watched all his battles. I know his weaknesses. I know where he lacks at. I know sometimes he gets too hype and he needs to calm down sometimes. He doesn't know how to bring it down a tone or two. So, you know, he has a lot of flaws that he needs to work on. He's still a rookie to me. He's still a rookie.
Wait. So if Briz is still a rookie, Well, how do you feel about Jerry West then? Like, I mean, you obviously think he's talented, the fact that you took him. But if you're saying Briz is a rookie, like what are your thoughts on West and his style?
West reminds me of a Goods type of rapper, even though I just think Goods' stage presence is miles and miles away from West. West can't match Good stage presence. I just think West he still has a lot of learning to do. I've only seen two battles from him, and the battles that I've watched him in its entirety, and I see a lot of stuff that he can work on as a battle rapper. Rookie-wise, I don't even think he's even on a pro level yet. I just feel like URL gets caught up into the hype and then the new guys, and then he's from Brooklyn, he's from New York, let's give him a push. He's got a little bit of swag with him, he talks the talk, and they pushing him, which is good, which is sometimes artists need that push. You know, URL is like the label, and they're pushing the artist, and sometimes these artists need that push. But to go up against somebody like me, I think if he does good, it'll be good for him. But, I mean, to be honest with you, I just don't see it him winning is an afterthought. But maybe he can just put together a good effort for them to say, okay, let's bring this kid back onto the card or whatever. But he hasn't made it to the pro level yet, so I wouldn't even consider him a rookie just yet. Maybe novice. But yeah, I took the battle because of the new era. It's the new era of old versus new. People are tired of seeing these old cats get up here and waste three rounds. They come prepared with one round, and then the next two rounds is just shit. A lot of these battle rappers are taking way too many battles in one year. It's just ridiculous. And they're always on the same card. not only are they on the same card, but they're on every league. It's just ridiculous. They're on URL. They're on King of the Dot. They're on Don't Flop. They're on Bullpen. They're on Arsenal's league. They're just on every league on every card. It's just they're taken away from their brand. Not only are they taken away from their brand, but they're taken away from battle rap sport. These stars that are doing 10, 12 battles a year, they're stars. They're top tier, special attractions, which means fans are going to come out and pay to see them. But if you're constantly giving it away, the fans are not going to be motivated to come see you. It's like the Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan puts out a certain amount of sneaks. That's all he puts out until he drops some more sneaks in a couple months, 6 months, 7 months. It's the same thing. But if Michael Jordan throws all his sneaks out, they're all available whenever you want them, it hurts his brand. It's the same thing with battle rap. You cannot battle 10, 15 times a year because you need the money. Because what you can do is you can battle once, twice, maybe three times a year and make the same amount than you would if you battled 10 times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these cats are only hurting them. Not only are they hurting themselves, but they're hurting the culture by doing all these battles. They're just signing their life away. They're doing leagues that I've never even heard of. They're just jumping on anything. And it's sad to see that those, because these are the people that they put in the limelight. You know, I don't battle more than twice in a year. Because I know I'm special attraction. I know I'm talented. I know what I have to offer. So these guys are, they're top tier. These are the people in the limelight, and they're behaving. Their behavior is terrible.
That's just some shit right there. Battle rap is kind of going in a wild direction right now. So let me ask you a question. You said guys are not coming and they haven't have a round or two that's shitty. How do you know if you have a shitty round?
How do you know if you have a shitty round?
Yeah.
Battle rappers, they know. We know. You know. I know if I have a round prepared, whether it's going to be a lackluster round. I may put that in the second round. Like, battle rappers know when they have an okay-ish round. What they're doing is they're hoping that the first round that they come with is fire and maybe the bullshit round can, you know, slide under the radar. But what's happening is they're not only having one bullshit round, but they're having two bullshit rounds and a half of first round. So it's hard for anything to slide under the radar. Fans are not stupid. They're going to know that this guy didn't come prepared, or this guy just put together anything, or this guy brought a mixtape verse to the battle. The fans are not slow. They're not dumb. They know what's going on. If you're taking 10 battles in a year, there's no way you're going to be prepared for every single battle. And the bad thing about it is they're not preparing for the major leagues. You know, you would think that, okay, they're going to bullshit around on the little leagues and they're going to, you know, just take the money and run with it. But they're getting on they're going to the NBA, they're going to URL, and they're doing the same bullshit.
That's a fact. Hey, you know, I had to ask you this right here. So the whole Bridge Ross thing, like, when did that battle come about? Like, is there a reason why y'all battling? Is there what's going on?
What happened was a fan kind of like tweeted a picture at Tech N9ne versus Briz Rothstein, and it went viral, and everybody chimed in, jumped on, and gave their opinion, and that's what pretty much sparked the whole Tech N9ne versus Briz Rothstein. A fan, I can't remember the person's name. Shout out to the fan. I don't remember it offhand, but a fan basically started that whole thing up, and then Smack took the picture, retweeted it, and once Smack puts it up, of course, the fans just dive into it.
Damn, you and Briz wouldn't be bad though. Like you say, you know how to beat Briz. Like, this is crazy. No, I won't be mad at that battle.
Yeah, I know exactly what to do.
But Briz is unorthodox though, my nigga. So I don't think he's a one trick pony. You know what? That's the only thing about battle rap is that there really is no defense. Even if you say I know what to do, that's strictly offense. You know what I'm saying?
Briz is real good. Briz is a good battle rapper. He's still got a lot of learning to do. Like, and I mean, I just know exactly what to do, how to strip his power. And once you strip a battle rapper's power, it's pretty much downhill from that. It's over with after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, taking the right angle in the beginning and taking the lead. Once you take the lead, as long as you don't slack up, you win. It's like running a race. You take the lead in the race, you never take your foot off the pedal, and, you know, you cross in the finish line before everybody else does.
Okay, yo, I wouldn't mind seeing that shit. I'm not going to lie to you. That would be a dope battle right there, I think.
The fans seem like that's what they want. They want to see Tech N9ne versus Briz Rawson. So,
yo, shit, I'm with that shit, man. Tony, bro, what you think about that? I'm actually with that one.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I said it before. I feel like that energy, that presence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's a lot of overlap in that. You know what I mean? Like, it'd make for a dope battle. You know what I'm saying? And you mentioned Briz. Is there any other top tiers? You mentioned some of the top tiers, like maybe dropping the ball and all that. Any top tiers in the crosshairs right now, like in terms of, you know, you get done with this battle with West?
You know, to be honest with you, the top tiers, I'm not really looking to battle any top tiers because, for real, that it just seems like, unless it makes a whole lot of sense and it's a Summer Madness type card where, you know, you have nothing but top tier battle rappers on the card, then I could see me battling a top tier person. But it seems like a lot of the top tiers that came and went, and the ones that are active is just doing a whole lot of foolish shit. So I can't really give you you asked me this question a couple years ago, I could have threw four or five names out without even thinking about it. But now, where battle rap is right now, if I mentioned a name, I'd just be basically giving them a shout out.
Yeah,
true.
Damn.
That's true.
They dropped
the ball that much in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Hopefully we can... This Born Legacy 3 card, the day one and day two, is real good for battle rap. It's the best card I've seen all year, period, hands down. The day one and day two, they did a really good job with this. I think this is moving the culture in the right direction. You got a lot of hungry cats who have everything to gain, nothing to lose, and they want to show their talent, and it's going to bring the best out of the top tier. You got mid tier. You got the proven ground. You got everything all in one, on one card, day one, day two. This is the best thing for the culture right now. So given how this event unfolds and how I think it's going to be at least five classic matchups out of day one and day two. We could possibly have more, but I think at least five of the battles that come out of these 2 days are going to be classic.
Yeah.
And that's right. The very least.
Yeah, yo, the matches are definitely fire, and that shit I can't even front.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, yo, take nine. If they offered you T-Top, would you take that battle? That might be a crazy battle, too, I think.
Yeah, I take the T-Top is one of those cats that is just seems like every time he gets on the stage, he just gets better. He gets better and better. He can slow it down. He can calm it down. He can get hype. He's well-rounded. He's well-rounded. I like T-Top. He can control the room. I would definitely take that battle. I would definitely take that battle. That would be a good battle.
I think that battle right there might be kind of dope, too, to be real true. Y'all both talking that street shit, that real shit, that would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and Jerry West, man, you got to get big. Like, you don't got to get big. I feel you coming from your legacy won't be tarnished, but I kind of feel like, like you said, it's been 4 years, so it's like you want to come with a good impression on you all up.
I have to perform 100 to 1,000%. There's just no question about it. And that's what I intend to do. I can't play around with this battle. I've already had that in my mind. It's 4 years, four long years that I haven't battled on URL. Kid Jerry West is a new cat. He's good. And we're going to see what happens on August 28th. I don't want to sit up here and say, oh, I'm not going to play with him and I'm going to kill him. That's so cliche. Everybody says that. You know, I'm not even doing that. Because I already know what I have in store for August 28th. And I, like I told you before, I'm very, very extremely confident for what I have for Jerry West.
Oh, yes, you is definitely ready.
Yeah. When they called me, it was I was ready to go. I was ready. It was long overdue. I was ready.
That's what's a question.
Yeah, he was originally supposed to battle QP.
QP? What QP? Clean?
Clean Paper. That was the original battle. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you see him in the clip. He's saying, I'm battling the dirtiest nigga on the card and all. He was supposed to battle Clean Paper. Now, they got lazy and didn't reshoot his, which is, I don't know why they did that, but they got lazy and they didn't reshoot his promo for the battle. They just kept what he had. And from what I'm hearing, he said that could go for anyone. So why you wouldn't reshoot your promo for Tech N9ne is already a sign of disrespect. So that's the way I'm taking it. This is his biggest battle. This is Jerry West's biggest battle to date.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And battling
no
me.
Doubt.
So for him not to redo the promo, maybe he couldn't get the Benz again. I don't know. Maybe he couldn't, you know, borrow the Benz. Who knows?
You said borrow the Benz?
Oh, maybe. I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't reshoot the promo. So maybe it's, you know, somebody was out of town or whatever. He couldn't get it. So who knows why?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yo, Tuck, you crazy, bro.
I get to thinking, you know, why he wouldn't do it over. Now that they just got lazy and just didn't want to do it over.
That is crazy right there. So, Jay, you know, he's supposed to battle Clean Paper. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. That was the original battle. And I don't know what's going on with QP, but...
Oh, man. Hey, Tay, I do have a question for you. You had I think you did real good when you battled Shotgun Shook. Were you kind of mad that his rounds are so short?
Yeah, I was upset. I was upset with him. He was rehearsing it. Like before we battled, he was, like, off stage in the corner rehearsing his rounds. And I'm like, oh, man, he don't know his shit. He don't, he don't know it. He's clearly just taking his money. And after the battle, he came to me and said, yo, man, you know, we did this wrong. We supposed to do this on Smack. And, you know, my thing is, wherever, if I'm going to take a battle, I'm going to take it serious, regardless of what league it's going to be on. I'm going to take the battle serious. That he just said, you know, we should have did it. You know, we got to do it right or whatever. So maybe we can get a part two. But he didn't know his rounds. I know he didn't know his rounds. And it was just, I knew I was going to win before the battle even started. Even when he was rapping, he was just, I'm looking at him, and he's just like, he looked like he's reading from a paper while he's battling me. And it seemed like he's just trying to get this over with so he don't fuck up. And I just scouted, oh, this battle is going to be a sweep. It's going to be an easy battle. It's only one round. So it's not like you can really get a good judge on it with the one rounders unless it's each battle person got 10 minutes of fire. Other than that, you really can't. Those one rounders are real hard to judge. So
yeah, true.
And even if you win, it's like, oh yeah, you won, but yeah, we need to see two more rounds. And, yeah, he won, but technically, it's like, okay, all right.
Nah, yeah, this shit about to be crazy and shit, man. Yo, good motherfucking luck versus Jerry West. I can't wait for this shit, man. It's the return.
The return. Return of Mr. Body Bag, Mr. Summer Madness, the T with a capital, Philly, we in here. About to make some real noise, 2017, 2016. We coming back full effect. All the pit bulls is out. We ain't playing.
Talk that shit. Yo, my nigga, good luck next week. I'm definitely going to be hitting you up next week to talk about it, all right?
Appreciate it. August 28th, I got to put the plug in because they're paying me. So August 28th, August 27th, we have Black Bear in Brooklyn, New York. Born Legacy 3, day one, day two. Get your tickets right now. If you don't get your tickets now, you might not get in the battle. It will sell out. Be there. And I love y'all fans, everybody that's tuning and listening. It's your boy, Tech N9.
That's what it is. Hey, be safe, my nigga. Good luck, you heard?
All right, appreciate it, Cap.
Peace on me, always. Yo, Tech N9 ain't playing, bro. Yo, you know what? Tech N9, when you talk to him, he's joking, but he's not joking. He's serious, you can tell.
Right, right. Yeah, you get the impression that he's not, like, he hasn't been dormant out here. Like, he knows what the fuck is going on. So, it's not like he's trying to, what I'm getting from that, he's trying to make an example out of my boy West, man. I fuck with Jerry West, but that nigga's not playing. So, salute to him. It's good to hear him back, man. Man, I got so motherfucking hype when I see the trailer and shit, and he can't, what? Oh, all right, go ahead. Razorblade.
Damn. Hold on one second. Let me see something.
Damn.
The tech kind of just got off and shit. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to do this real quick. Damn, I wish I got to text earlier. Please. Well, I mean, I could put you on, my nigga, but he hung up. That's where I'm coming from and shit. You know what I'm saying? But if this bell's gonna go down, like I wouldn't mind it either, like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't even know about this bell was gonna be in a making this shit. Okay. Yo, I'm gonna get you back on this shit. I don't even wanna say who it is, because everybody gonna say, get him on and shit, like. So I'm gonna wait and shit, but I'm gonna get him on and shit. But Born Legacy 3, and we got one more week. We got Born Legacy 3. This weekend, we got the RBE event, Validation 2. Heavy Half and Show Off. You got Dot Mac and Homie the God. You got fucking B Magic and Sire Boy. Like, yo, you got fucking King of the Dot next weekend. There's a lot of shit going down.
Yep. You got that. You got a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit, man. The joint of VA, everything, man. It's a lot of shit going on with battle rap, man. I don't know.
Yo, a lot of brand new battles. Yo, in about 3 weeks, there's going to be battles dropping everywhere. You got to think about it. You got RBE, URL, and King of the Dot. Battles are going to be dropping everywhere. And let's not forget, we still didn't see the battles from Black Eyes Cartel.
Right. Right,
the big team danger zone and shit like that. We ain't see that yet. They said that car was kind of dope, so we got a lot of good battles in the way and shit, it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, I would say probably by November, December, a lot of shit is probably going to change, man. A lot of rankings and shit are going to change, bro, because so much shit is going to drop in these next couple months, bro. So, I don't know. I'm in the building for Born Legacy, though.
This shit, man, I don't know, man. We got to see what's going on, man. Born Legacy, a lot of niggas talking shit. It's a good thing for the culture, Born Legacy. Small room setting, everybody go ham. I got a blog uploading right now, getting that mad niggas on Born Legacy 3. Not even get that these niggas. Let these niggas know you're not in a position to lose. It's not my prediction blog. It's seriously me telling certain niggas on this card, like, you niggas got 9 lives because y'all should not even be in this card right now. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for this shit to upload so everybody can hear this shit. I can't, man. This shit is motherfucking insane right here. Let me see what's going on. What the hell is this from? A message from Blog Talk. Okay. This is where they're doing service. They're telling me while they're online. The fuck is this supposed to mean? Okay, this is where. All right, hold on. Let me see. Let me take a fan quote real quick. Hey, 254-681, you on? Two five four six eight one.